Mirabella joins us from runners.com for a bit of Monday motivation. Rico, good morning to you. How are you?
G'day, man. It's Monday again. We love it.
Yes, indeed. Yep. Off to a new week. And for Steve and I, having to beat the alarm for the first time this morning, actually get up at ungodly hour.
The big question, Rick, is did you miss us?
I missed you very much, boys. In fact, I was in a state of discomfort, which is what we're talking about today. Just getting uncomfortable more often. I know you boys get uncomfortable when you set the alarm at 3:29 a.m., but not really talking that point of call, man. It's just more about the society in the general the last 100, 150 years and how comfortable we've become as a human race. So just picking things to I guess, challenge us more physically, or physically more importantly, to be honest, what we're talking today.
Yeah.
And look, I could go on all day about this, but yeah, so just picking one or two things every couple of weeks that you wouldn't normally do because to be honest, it's done for us and we've got screens and we've got everything at our beck and call. So, there's lots we can go into. But, yeah, we're touching on that today. And I know Robbo had a very strenuous week over in the Grampians, Steve-O. Yeah. I'm not sure if he's added mayo on it, but it sounded very arduous.
But I tell you, it's interesting what you say because it is very true. Even planning to go to the Grampians, I mean, I walk a reasonable amount now, but mainly flat surfaces. And going there, even before we left, I mean, I knew it was going to be tough. And doing the Pinnacle, and look, there were people older than me, people younger than me, but, you know, the old elevation, when you don't mind the odd gasper or two, and I said afterwards to my friend, like, did I enjoy it? Enjoyment's a weird word, but I was certainly really pleased that I did it and that I got out of my comfort zone.
Yeah, enjoyment. Fulfillment, satisfaction. There's lots of adjectives. There's going to be moments, especially if you're not used to it, where you might not enjoy stuff in the moment, but just try to be grateful for it at the very least, and just take it all in. But yeah, 100%, mate. But look, we are the elite. Look, I'm not going to go in. We might spend a couple of weeks on this, but we are the very, very, very least muscular and definitely most body fat population of all time. Right now. So we need to continue to do stuff more because life's great. Like we live in the best age of all time, clearly. But it's not all bells and whistles. We need to really make sure that we continue to move, get uncomfortable, take ourselves to things that maybe our ancestors might have done in 1920, like go and pick something up and walk with it for a bit. Like just stuff that we don't have to do at all. Just make stuff a little bit harder than it might normally be on a day-to-day basis. And I think, like Robbo, you mentioned then, mate, the fulfillment factor, I think you'll find it is pay you back in spades.
Yeah, all I've been doing is, but we had a bit of a storm through Central Vic and I've been fixing fences and cutting wood, which that's very satisfying too, because it, even though it's sort of, you have to do it, it actually helps you improve muscular tone and everything, really. You get a lot stronger by the end of the week, let me tell you.
Yeah, awesome. That's perfect, Steve. And that's kind of where I'm talking to. That kind of stuff's awesome. But we obviously don't have to do any of that stuff anymore. I know the last week was a necessity, but that's really important, that kind of stuff. And just seeking it out. Like, we don't want natural disasters, of course, but just seeking it out in everyday, like, just week-to-week life. And don't forget this combo and just go back to doing what you normally do. Like, you go to the same habits every day, go to the kitchen, that kind of stuff. Look, what can we do a bit different to maybe change the trajectory of our physical body and the rest of our day?
Well, two things I would mention here is, first of all, Steve, it hasn't helped with the physique, mate, so far anyway, so keep going with that. And secondly, yeah, the other thing I tried was, I put my wine bottles actually up on top of the cupboard, so I've got to do little calf stretches and that every time that, I want to have a drink. So
that's very good. So two jokes in 10 seconds and a drive-by for Steve. I like it.
Mate, always good to chat. You have yourself a fantastic week and we'll talk again next week.
Get uncomfortable, man. Get uncomfortable now.
I am after what he said. Don't worry.
Yes. Steve, get back around to your side of the desk. I'm feeling quite uncomfortable. Thanks, Rick. See you, mate. Rick Mirabella, runners.com, RUNNEZ.com. Bit of Monday motivation for us.